Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Welcome to the Bread Man and Jimmy Marino Show. Once again, we've had a great weekend. We want to thank all of you callers for allowing us to start your week off. with the Bread Man and Jimmy Marino show. Wow, wow, wow. I had to throw that in there, even though my buddies tell me it's very funny. I have to see it. Y'all know how we're going to do this thing today. We're going to get into our inspirational vitamin for this week. We're going to have a lot of announcements for the upcoming events that are going on this month and next month. And also, I'm going to let out to you a bit of information for next year, where the Grudging Banquet, perhaps where they're looking at it going on. We have announcements, what happened in Texas. And we have some special guests on the show this morning. We will get to that momentarily. With that being said, I'm going to mute all these mics here because we're getting ready to get into the inspirational vitamin. Y'all hold on 1 second here. With that being said, let me get to the inspirational vitamin. Our hope is in you. Do any of the worthless idols of the nation bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, O Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all things. You can read this from Jeremiah 14:22. Let's go into the body of that. God is our only hope in every situation. When we feel utterly helpless, depend on God, and he will bring you through every trial. If God is our only hope, then we need to be prepared and have enough faith to wait for the Lord to take action. If you are suffering as a result of sin, like the people of Judah in today's scripture verse, confess it. Sins bring only pain and suffering, but God brings redemption. Confess your sins to him and take comfort in the incredible, undeserved grace that God's offer. Let's pray. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing these listeners to listen at this show. I want to thank you right now for allowing me to be here for them and them to be here for me. I want to ask that as we go into our week, that you keep us healthy, keep us from any type of sickness or virus. I want to ask that for the ones that can't listen or be on the show at this time, that you just touch them or heal them if they're going through anything. Heavenly Father, I want to ask that you continue to allow us to do what we do on this earth. I want to ask that you continue to allow us to be positive at all times and take the negativity away from us. I ask all these blessings and more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning. Good morning. Let me click these mics open here. I got a special guest on this morning. He hails from actually Bradenton, Florida, but he is the current manager of Orlando Speed World, Mr. Wade himself. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Wade. Welcome to the Bread Man and Jimmy Marino show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be on this morning.
Mr. Wade, how are you, sir? And I tell you, you have definitely improved your career. I mean, how are you dealing with all this great success that you have going on this morning, sir?
Oh, man, you're only as good as the people around you and who you work for, brother. I mean, it's been a good learning 2013 season for me. It's like every venture I go on, every area I go into, I learn more and more. And I do say Orlando is different than Bradenton, and, you know, it's different in South Georgia and Memphis and the other tracks I've been to. But I tell you, the fan base down here and the racer base is probably the strongest I've ever been in my entire. Bradenton was always, you know, my baby and always will be. But Orlando has got a lot of rich history over here. And we're enjoying it right now, and I think 2014 is going to be great, and 2015 will even be better. So we look forward to the future.
Well, We have some, could you tell us a bit of history behind the Orlando Speedway? I've always looked at it as Mickey Thompson or somebody on that track years ago. I know that it was a big bracket racing track at one time. And could you just give us a piece of the information or history behind it?
Well, I mean, the track was built in 66. You know, Herndon, I believe, owned the track originally, and then Hart eventually bought it out, and Carl Weisinger leased and ran the track for, years and years and years and years. Of course, you know, you got the World Street Nationals that we've actually kicked back into gear, and it was a very successful first-year outing to be back. First 5 second runs ever at, you know, with the pro mods there. So, you know, big shout out to Mech Tech and Kevin Fiskus and all them guys for putting up them big numbers up on the boards. You know, it's the place is coming around. I mean, it's the track has definitely got some teeth in it for being an old racetrack. And I think we've proven that pretty well in the last couple of months here. We've had some very outstanding runs here from anything on drag radials to pro mod. So it's a track that I think you know, the area it's in is just going to get more popular and bigger. I think we're pushing it in the right direction. So I think with the fan base and the racer base here, you know, sky's the limits. That's the only reason I came to Orlando, because it had such a rich history as far as drag racing goes. You know, there's a lot of champions that's come out of this area over here. So I believe we'll still see more every year. We actually our NHRA Division II track champ actually went up and won the divisional championship this year, so, and a race of champions. So, like I said, a lot of great racers over here and in Central Florida. So
that wouldn't be Ruff, would it?
No. Actually, Ruff won my 10-0, though. He brought the bold blue card out of retirement, and he came in and won the 10-0 race at 10-0 index race at our World Street Finals.
Yeah.
Car's been sitting in mothballs for, I think, for a year.
Man. Well, who was that individual that won that? They went out to Pomona, I presume, is what you're referring to.
No, he actually just won the divisional racers champion. He didn't go to Pomona. He won the race of champions up there. And but I don't have the name in front of me right now.
No problem at all. Well, we also have Mr. Jimmy Marino in here today. Jimmy, where you at?
I'm right here.
I was
off for the first few minutes. I was chasing down some co-hosts for the show, people who wanted to get on here and have a little input, including Wade and the owner Ozzy, as well as I just got off the phone with Baldy. So when we're ready, if we have anything for the upcoming for Baldy's race, he is interested in coming on. Brett, he said just give him a call. You have his number. He's looking for your call whenever you want him on. And
okay.
We can add him to the show. So I wanted him the courtesy if we're going to have Wade on and Ozzy eventually later on, possibly, if he gets out of the commitment he's already in. And, you know, it wouldn't be fair not to have Baldy on as well. It is his promoted event coming up in, what is it, the 16th, 17th, Wade?
No, actually, December 14th and 15th. That's No Guts, No Glory.
Okay,
yeah.
Looking forward to that event. And, you know, going back to something Wade just mentioned about the World Street Nationals and what to expect, you know, that it was a great race. I was there, wanted to be part of it. And had to make sure that, hey, let me go on hold 1 second. I'll let you guys continue on. All right. Hold on one
problem.
No problem. What he was basically, Jimmy was actually at the U.S. Nationals. What I'm sure we made that announcement last week. He spoke so highly of the track. I've been dying to basically get there myself and witness what, you know, the different the difference that, you know, how far the track has come. You know, I've been looking at it on video, and it's y'all done made a lot of changes. You guys made was the concrete walls. You had guardrails at one time, and
the guardrails were put there before we took the place over. Our major change was we actually had the track ground and smoothed out for the first 400 feet. That was the main problem of that racetrack. The first 300 feet of track was so bumpy that you couldn't get a double frame rail car or anything faster in the middle of it because, you know, it wouldn't hold cars. But, we put in, you know, probably about a $50,000 investment as soon as we got in there because we knew we had to, and it's paid off. We're still looking for more improvements. We're trying to get our sand trap and catch net, put it at the end of the top end, and we added about another, you know, $15,000 worth of lighting, which we're looking at doing some more. So there's a lot of things we're trying to add to there, but, you know, you got to make it cost effective. We had about 49 rainouts this year in the middle of summer, so it kind of put a damper on some of our improvements. But, you know, a few more events, you know, maybe we can start getting some more things done out there.
Right. Are you guys looking to run all season, or are you just basically going to have a, you know?
Actually, I'm going to shut down is through Christmas and the New Year's. I mean, I'll reopen in January, on January 5th on Fun Day Sunday. It'll be my first race out for the year, and we're going to do some testing and tuning and some, maybe some bracket racing, and I do welcome grudge racers, man. I welcome them guys with open arms. I enjoy having them there. I like seeing them guys go fast. They're very passionate about the sport, and that's what we need to get people excited, man. You got to have people that's passionate. We've run some Latino races here, and them guys are crazy passionate about it too. So, you know, racing as a whole has, I think, changed over the years, and some points have got a little stagnant, but it seems like down here it's a whole different story. People are still passionate about their drag racing, and like I said, we're looking forward to moving on to 2014. I think it's going to even be better.
Right. Well, Mr. Wade, what I'm going to do is open up the lines right quick before we, I know you're very busy, and I'm going to open up the lines and see if you callers would like to ask Mr. Wade any questions about his track, Orlando Speed World, you definitely can press the 1 button, and we can get you in here, provided y'all have any questions. Keep them short and sweet. If y'all wanted to know anything, I know that I have been getting a lot of texts last week. They've been wanting to get you, someone, a representative from the track on the show. They had a lot of concerns about how are you going to prep the track the weekend of Baldy's race. But if you don't mind, let me call Baldy right quick and get him on here.
Go right ahead.
You're right quick, and we'll go from there.
While you're getting him on, I'll just go into what I was trying to say earlier. I was at the World Street Nationals. The track was absolutely incredible. Track was really good. We actually had problems getting wheel speed at the hit. We struggled with that all weekend, and a lot of that had to do with us converting a car that never runs quarter mile to a quarter mile trim, and just taking rear gear out of it. We didn't have any ability to put more first gear in it, so we just ran with what we had, and we did all right. We had fun, and we wanted to be there to support the race, but for what I saw is that it was not that Orlando was ever bad, but it was uncharacteristically from the past World Street Nationals. It was uncharacteristically good. So we saw some 60-foot times, throughout the Pro Mod class or the Pro Street class that I don't think Orlando has seen in a long time, and very impressive. So, just be prepared. The track's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Well, we try to make it as tight as we possibly can without exceeding the limitations of the Pro Mods, because you have you know, the drag rebuild cars, you know, I compare it to a top fuel tune-up. They want it as tight and as sticky and, you know, as possible. But, you know, you got to have enough in there that the big tire cars can create some wheel speed, which thank God, you know, ADRL and even NHRA has stepped up their track prep with these, you know, $50,000 track machines and, you know, being able to make the starting line as tight as it is, you know, 100 feet out. So the cars have, you know, pretty much gotten used to it and then learned how to change your gears and change your, you know, four link locations and are able to create the wheel speed to get out of the hole, which in turn makes it easier for us track prep guys to make it good for both. I think I got a pretty decent tune-up for what I have, and, you know, Phil Hines and Sean Ash, you know, both drag radio cars, they you know, 113, 112 short times, pretty respectable, and didn't have many issues other than sometimes trying to keep the front end down. You know, I think the track's where it needs to be, you know, for both cars, for slicks and drag radials. But like I said, technology is getting better, and, you know, the racers are getting sharper. They're starting to learn how to race on a tight surface. Because what anything I've learned in my lifetime, the tighter the surface, the safer the racetrack. If a car gets out of hand and it's a loose racetrack, you know, it's hard for a driver to rebound. But if it's tight down track, you know, a driver can make a, you know, good effort in keeping it off the wall and keeping it from crossing the center line a lot of times. So, you know, things have changed over the years. And, you know, I always thought my tracks were too tight, but I think everybody's starting to catch up with it now. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, Wade, I think there was, at the World Street Nationals, there was one accident that I can recall, which was Eric Kenward. Was there any more than that?
No, that was it. I mean, Lutz on a twin turbo car, he just did a bad job of crashing. He never touched anything. He wheeled it really well down there at the finish line. I think it scraped up the nose because, you know, he had the car so out of whack at one point. But he straightened it up and got the chutes out and straightened the car out and did very well. So,
Eric's accident was a true, I believe from what I heard, and I didn't actually see it, but talking to him and other people who did see it, it was strictly, you know, there was a windy day there, and the wind got parachutes, and it was just a freak thing where the wind caught the chute, lifted the rear car off the ground,
out, the other one didn't blossom, then bounced into the ground, went up in the air, and when it blossomed up, and it just lifted the back of the car completely up, and just, you know, it looked like it happened in slow motion down there. I mean, I don't know, a 3,000-pound car hitting a wall called slow motion, but it just steered right into the wall. But luckily, he wasn't hurt, so that was a blessing.
Yes. Other than that, very safe racetrack, very good racetrack, and, you know, it's nice to see. It's refreshing, you know, to know that we have Orlando back, and you know, I'm a huge advocate for it because the people, let me tell you, beyond the track prep, beyond everything else that happened, the people you guys had there, the staff, the, you know, the starter, everybody on the facility was nice as could be, polite as could be. The bathrooms were kept clean. The trash cans were stayed empty. You couldn't ask for much more. It was a great, for us, 4-day weekend. And I get emotional about racing. I get very into what I'm doing. We're there to win usually.
Oh,
and, you know, and I'm, you know, at times I get emotional with people if things aren't going right. You know, you get people with bad attitudes and stuff. We've seen at racetrack, you know, employees and stuff. And I tell you, so I'm the first person to end up in a confrontation with somebody. And let me tell you, these people were great.
It was a good deal. Yeah, it was. We had a lot of learning experiences earlier in the year with Drag Mania and a few other things, and we dropped the ball on a few things. I won't ever, you know, say I didn't, but. That's the way I've always learned. You know, you do something wrong, you fix it. You do something wrong, you fix it, you know. All the times can you be perfect. We try. I mean, our biggest concern is I got a good safety crew there. You know, of course, you know, Ozzy has bought some of the best equipment, to use you know, to keep fires contained and getting drivers out of cars and a beautiful ambulance to put people in if we need to. And, you know, it's he spent a lot of money there, you know, to take care of people after the fact. But all in all, I mean, I think, you know, give us another year and we'll be even better. You know, we got some good guys coming in and learning. And unfortunately, when we took over the racetrack, I think the only person I really had left was Tim, our announcer, and Richard, our starter. Everybody else is pretty much new to the place. So, you know, we had to retrain everything. And, of course, you know, my training and things that I want to do are a lot different than what Carl probably did. So, you know, it was a learning experience, but we're getting it together slowly but surely.
All right. Brett, are you back on yet? Did you get Baldy on yet?
No, they're BSing on the other line.
I'm sure his lines are blown up with callers wanting to ask questions by now, but Baldy can get long-winded, so sometimes you got to get him over there. You over there?
I'm back. Jimmy, I'm back. I got Baldy in here. My Uncle Baldy is in here, and I got Jay Barnes, the sponsor, is listening in as well, our sponsor. So we got to act up. We got to act right, Jimmy. We got to act right. We got the sponsor.
All right, we'll keep it clean.
Hey, I know Baldy. If Baldy's on, he done cussed out by three people already. I know that. I know.
No.
And Lee, I was just telling Wade before you got on here, Breadman's over getting Baldy on. Baldy will tell him some stuff. He'll tell him some stories, so it might take a little while. Right, Baldy?
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Where you at, huh? Baldy.
What's up, Breadman?
There he is. He in here.
The one and only.
We just got you in here to, you know, say a couple of things about the race, what we're going to have going on down in Orlando. There's a lot of people headed that way, and, you know, we got a bunch of listeners in here. You just wanted to hear your voice.
Well, let me thank you. I'm to you, Birdman. This will be our first time, not our first time. It will be our second time here working with Orlando, and I like to say that they go way out to help, and this will not be a problem with 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock Sunday evening, shutting the racetrack down or stuff like that. We are going to try to do our best. I'm not trying to set up a race late, but get all the races set up early so we can make sure that they got in. And we don't do. We're going to have, I'm going to be doing a double duty. I'm going to be working with my car, and I'm going to be working in the staging lane to make sure that everything is running smooth and all is well. And what we're going to, it's a two-day meet. Well, we're coming in that Friday, and people can come in Friday and test Friday from 6 to 11 or whatever it is. And, I'll go from there. I got a couple of people calling for a special guy run. I got to get with Wave on that. And Friday,
yeah, I got your message, Baldy. I'm just trying to get with Ozzy on a few things.
I know you had a hard weekend this weekend, Wave, so I'm going to let you rest, and I was going to get with you tomorrow on that. From my experience and from the time that I used to class race, and I have did a couple of grass races up there, and I've been I've been sneaking in there on a slideway, checking on him, and make sure that how this guy, he has turned the track around 110%. I mean, the track is hooking good. I mean, real, real good. And that's what I got. There's a lot of people really don't know Wave, don't go back with Wave, but a lot of those old grass racers go back with Wade when we first started doing it in Brayton.
Yeah, you guys used to give me the hard time when I was still working in the water box, man.
He was to the time when Ronnie Brown called me and talking about doing it in Badass, and I called Wade, and I told Wade about Ronnie, and that's why we started doing it in Badass. And so I really don't understand. The track going to be in good condition, good working condition for every type of car and every type of combination. So don't, like, we getting calls and stuff and all this other stuff. I'm not even worried about it. We're going to try to put on the best show that we can put on. This is the end of the year finale. No guts, no glory. And why I came up with that word, no guts, no glory, because a lot of people's racers is scared to race. And to race, they have the guts, and if you win, you got the glory. No guts, no glory. That's a common statement.
Hey, that sounds, I kind of like that. You mean to tell me you said no guts is the fact that most of the grudge racers are scared to race? Is that what you're saying, Uncle?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know why? They're scared to lose. They want to pick a certain race or certain thing to go their way. They want to outskip you on a certain race or something like that. But to me, if you got all the guts and the glory, if you got that guts to go out and try things that you don't really want to try, you're either going to have one thing, you're either going to have glory. No guts, no glory. And that's just what it's about. And, well, you know me. That's the way I race. I race off pure guts and not off trying to be scientific with a race. Oh, I got to say about this. Hey, I got to do this. Not me. I run off of pure guts and heart.
Well, let me add my part to that, about it. Y'all are, the one thing I can say is this matchup is perfect. Y'all know, we all know that all the grudge racers from around the country support Baldy at the end of the year. And that was in the last couple of years, there have been some issues that kind of held things up a little bit. People were a little intimidated because everybody want to support Baldy 100%. And at the previous track, you know, we had hearing issues, so we didn't have certain people were showing up, different things. But this year, from all I've heard, from everybody I talked to, if they got all pressure, they're going to be, you know, in Orlando Speed World. And it's like, and the combination, this is the thing now. We all know, ain't nobody deny, that every grudge racer, that somebody is going to be at the race. But now let me tell you what makes it better this year than in the past years. This time, Baldy have joined with Ozzy at Orlando Speed World, and Orlando Speed World, we have all known the reputation of the events that was held there in the past. I mean, the track has always been top-notch as far as getting down through it. They've always treated people good, and I've heard, I hadn't been there this year since Ozzy got it, but I do know for a fact that, you know, Ozzy know how to prep a track. He knows how to run an organization. So, I mean, this year, there is nothing that's holding this event back, where in the last couple of years there was some, you know, there was a little cloud over it because it was believed that Baldy wasn't happy, so everybody was kind of holding up. But see, this year, Baldy is happy. The facility is 100. There's no reason that this thing is not going to be, and I predict it to be the best one that Baldy have ever had, just because of the combination of people coming together. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being there and enjoying myself as I have in the past, but this time I got a great expectation, and I'm sure it'll be fulfilled.
Yeah, you know, have it from the grudging president himself, Jay Barnes, has spoken, and Jimmy, did you have anything? Oh, we got a hand up. I guess somebody had a question here.
If you got hands up, do that. I spilled my piece while you guys were getting on the phone. So, okay, go ahead and take caller.
Caller number 772-1164. You have a question. Your mic.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, okay. How you doing? Artilio.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Nothing much. We was in here. We talking about, you know, I'm sure you've been on listening.
Yes,
I didn't know
sir,
if
yes,
you
sir.
Had, for I know that you stand by and wait the questions for the chassis and stuff like that, but if you got anything you want to say to the Grudge Inc. president or
no, I'm talking about I really want to talk to about the guy at the Orlando Speedway. Is that race is always that race is going to be a quarter of the mile, or is it maybe in the future it's going to be eighth of the mile? If I got it, a lot of customer, and I just got it by eight customer in Dubai. They run promo over there, and he loved it coming down here and running there, but these people run 350, 360, the eighth of the mile. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to try to run the quarter of the mile. I got people in Texas on a 275, ride radio cars. They're scared to run a quarter of the mile. And when he sold that stuff for Eric Kangler, what happened at Eric Kangler, people concerned that little tire, you know, try go on the track. You know what I mean? So I want to know if you think it'd be possible, you know what I mean? A couple of years ago, well, the street final, mile around, the first one go 201 miles per hour, 202. You know what I mean? Everybody go crazy. So everybody right now can go 200 miles per hour, no problem. You know, but the problem, I can go 250, you know. So I want to know if you think it's possible, think about it, the 8 mile in the future for that racing, so we can bring a ton of car like Dino racing.
Well, this is what I'm looking at, and me and Ozzy talk about it for next year. Not to get away from a Grudge racing, but if we're looking at doing maybe an unlimited pro mod class where there's really no rules, an 8 mile class. We'll probably pull some of the drag radial classes back to 8 mile. But the race itself is predominantly quarter, and fan base down here is so quarter mile driven that that's something you got to be careful about. Trying to take a race and convert it all back to 8 mile, it probably hurts your fan base more than anything. Racer base, yes, I believe you could fill the place up with racers, but the fans are still so quarter mile driven. But yes, I would look to see some 8 mile stuff. Yeah, especially if your customer, like the guy in Duval running 350, he's an unlimited. He's probably a screw blower car, which I believe they need to stay 8 mile. I mean, I saw Stan Weiss, run at the Vegas, this weekend, 660, 650s. You couldn't ask for an NHRA pro mod or a Noctis pro mod to even try to keep up with those numbers. So I think they need their own separate class, 8 mile. They'll run 210, 220 miles an hour in the 8 mile. So, yeah, I would look to see some of that stuff for the Wall Street Nationals next year, seeing an unlimited class. But predominantly the big classes will stay quarter. But you'll probably see a drag radio class and an unlimited class show up. And like on my monthly stuff there that I've been doing, my pro mod races I've been doing, I'll run an 8 mile. Because, my local guys, want to keep it cost effective for them. A lot of them burn up a lot of parts if you let them run quarters. So, like my Night of Fire, I have a quick 8 coming up this next weekend. It's 8 mile. I keep it, safe. And I'm running jets, too, so I don't want to mix the jets in with the pro mods and stuff, too. So, but, yeah, just look for it, man. You'll probably see some 8 mile stuff for next year.
No, just like I said, we do a lot of parts right now for the Three and Son. You build a radio car, Mustang 2014 car. He's doing right now. We do the parts from him.
Yeah.
He owned it on a Navi car. And he just sent me a video, he emailed me a video on Sunday. They go, 353 on a Poma,
yeah.
230 miles an hour. There's no way you can turn that car in a quarter.
I'll be honest with you, if I had another, 2,000 feet of shutdown and a huge catnet, or I had Vegas, if you want to run quarters, it's fine. But most of my stuff, extreme stuff like that will be run on 8. I mean, we're talking with ADRL right now. They're still considering running a race here in March. We just haven't put logistics together. So, you'll see you'll see quite a bit of 8 mile stuff here through the year.
Cool. But I like to bring a bunch of the cars. Like I said, I got people in Texas, and everybody asking me, I tell you, I'm not going to go to the corner of the mouth. I don't want people to get hurt, you know what I mean? It's, what happened to Eric Gangwork? And it's a bunch of little stupid things, like, you know, you don't got the spoiler, so I run 200 miles an hour, always in the left lane for all the year of racing Orlando. You can see that a lot of people said the parachute in the air, but you can see Kevin Fisk's picture. You can say Fred Mitchell's picture. You know what I mean? It's a bad luck. You know what I mean?
It was a freak accident. Even Eric Orton.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, at 180 miles an hour, you know what I mean? No spoiler. It's a pretty bad deal. You know what I mean? So,
I'll be honest with you, I didn't pay attention to see if that G-body had a spoiler on it or not. But, you know, I was saving that when I picked it up in the air.
Wade. Our Baldy really is the question for. Isn't the intent for the race coming up, No Guts, No Glory race, isn't that mostly 8th mile is what I understand, 8th mile drag racing. Are you going to allow, if someone wants to run a grudge race quarter mile, is that in the cards, or are we running 8th mile only?
No, you can run quarter mile. I mean, why would I take that away from you? It's racing. It's grudge racing. So, I mean,
Baldy,
you know,
Baldy, are you on board with that?
Yeah. Is Baldy
still
there?
I can't hear you. Oh, Baldy, I was just asking, and Wade gave us his answer, but I just want to see if you were on the same page. If people want to run quarter-mile grudge race, is that in the cards for your event, or are we running 8th mile only?
We run an 8 mile and a quarter mile. Only thing we asking you to do, if you're going to run a quarter mile grudge race, listen, if you plan on running a quarter mile grudge race, make sure that you let someone in the staging lane or someone know what type of race if it's going to be a quarter mile. We don't want to say, okay, we got an 8 mile grudge race going on the racetrack. Wham! Then all of a sudden, hey, you come up, and you didn't tell us that you're going to run a quarter mile. We already going to think you're going to run 8 mile. Now, what's going to happen? You have a big problem there. So when you come up there, you let someone know if it's an 8 mile, quarter mile, and then we'll change it up to whatever it be.
Oh, yeah.
So really they need to not just get with somebody in the staging lanes, but they need to send one, and Wade, you correct me if I'm wrong, one individual to the tower and make sure that Wade himself or someone he designates
as long as they notify the guy at the head of staging and then they double check with the starter before we start the race, you know, it usually works out pretty good. We haven't had any mishaps there as far as, you know, quarter mile, 8 mile races and on some of our fun races, so it shouldn't be an issue at all.
Okay. For the track, we want this thing to go as perfect and as smooth as it possibly can.
Oh, so do I. So do I. I want everybody to have a good time, man. I want everybody to enjoy themselves.
If you got a DP man, you have a DP man, he is holding that money. Make sure that DP man know what type of race it is. Make sure that DP man tell whoever announcing the race what type of race it's going to be. And that'll kill everything. That'll kill all. See, that's what made the race go smooth, when you communicate with, among each other.
Correct.
That's right. You're right. Wade, I got a text just a minute ago. They were asking, how is the track going to be prepped on that day of Baldy's race? Is it going to be more of a radio track or more of a slick track?
I, you know what, there's no such thing as radio or slick. I mean, you know, that gets into people being a lot of glue sprayers, and we got plenty of those out there. You know, we prep the track to be tight. And like I said, I got a real good tune-up between pro mods and radials. So, I mean, it should be good for everybody. I mean, I wouldn't say one would be the better than the other. It's going to be a tight racing surface, and that's what we aim for. You know, we pride ourselves on making the track good both ways. You know, if I, you know, if I see that we got, you know, five drag radio match races coming up, you know, back to back to back, you know, we'll go out there and you know, mist it down, drag it in, make it nice and tight. If I see that I got, you know, three slick tight races coming up, we'll go out there and drag it and make sure the surface is good and clean. So it's just paying attention and knowing what's going to come around the corner next. And that's, we pride ourselves on that. And, you know, we'll get with Baldy, you know, hey, you know, put your drag radial slick matchups over here and, you know, and you kind of separate them a little bit. I mean, we got eight lanes. We should be able to make it work for everybody.
Hey, you can't put it any better than that.
Well, let me throw something out there. And, Baldy, you were there along with me. Jay Barnes, you were obviously there for the Rockingham World Grudge Nationals. I'm going to bring that race up. And I brought some friends who don't get out of town, some grudge racers, local grudge racers from Palm Beach that I grew up racing with on back with Backroads Race and all that. And I brought some of those guys with me to the World Grudge Nationals. And they don't race out of town that often. And they had one of the best times of their life there. And I'll tell you what made that, what made it, was, and I don't know who was in charge of that race, and Baldy, you were aware that you were right across from us, so we all talked. There was one thing that group demanded was every run, every time a car went down the track, there was a car in the other lane, and period, so that the spectator, the guy hanging out just watching racing, he could gamble his dollar, wage his dollar on every run down the racetrack. There wasn't a bunch of solo runs or anything. So basically what the guy in the front of Sagan was doing was when you came up and you said, I'm going left lane, he says, who are you running against? And you had to pick somebody. And they'd find somebody. If you had no one to run against or no one to run beside you, they'd take two cars that were ready to go with someone beside them. You know, I'm not saying handle it exactly that way, but at the end of the day, that turned out as a spectator one of a great race to watch because you always could pick a car to run against. No one wants to see, no spectator wants to see one car go down the racetrack, even if it is a spectacular run. So, you know, that's something to think about ahead of time. Baldy, you want to weigh in on that? I know you were at that event, and, you know, it made it good.
On that no time, it would have boiled down to you. If you got a good race that day, most of the time you wanted to make a single pass. But they were pushing for so much time because of what was going on, you had to run side by side. And it's put it up to your driver, your crew chief, is knowing how to not give away a secret on your race, on your car. If you were going with somebody slower than you, you know why, you know what, how far to go and when to lift and all that. And that's all the thing about it. You're going to race smart, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
So if we add up too much, we're going to have to, sometime we get a time, we're going to have to push them side by side. And
yep.
If you do want to make a single pass, don't sit up there with 8, 9 crew chiefs, crew members, and holding the raid track up. Get out there, do your pass, get that out of the way. That's what I'm going to put it like that.
And Baldy, what we do is if we want to make a single pass and the track's demanding dual pass, and I got no problem with it, what we do is we'll let the other car leave and get halfway down the racetrack before we let go of the button.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to get our time card, but at least, you know, it keeps things moving. It keeps two cars in the same lane. Whenever you can do that, I think it's better for the spectators. So I wanted to bring that up. I remember that race specifically because of how good it was for the spectator. So that's why I brought that subject up.
Yeah, that's what the thing about it. And another thing, I'm going to change something to you. What really slowed down a race? First, Joe been up and addressing this, and everybody need to address this. Red man, dog, wild man. What's going on the racetrack is when you got 500 people in the staging lane, and you got to wait 5 minutes to get a car in there to do a burnout, or 5 minutes to car to do it. Get out the way. If you got to get out the way and let these cars do what they got to do. They come on to put on a show for the fans. How can I put on a show for the fans and I got somebody, when I'm trying to make a pass, I got somebody standing in my way. I'm trying to line my car up. I got somebody blocking me.
Well, we have a solution to that, Baldy. We got a solution to that. It has nothing to do with your race, but Mr. Wade Rich and Ozzie Moya did something, and they're going to they're going to change the way we see that, because when we were at World Street Nationals, there is a 4 foot high chain link fence in the staging lanes at the entrance of the staging lanes in all lanes, and there's gates for each of the eight lanes, Wade?
Yeah.
There's a gate for each of the eight lanes. You can't wander at Orlando SpeedWorld. You can't wander. 100 people can't wander to the starting line because they open the gate, they let the car through. There's a guy standing guarding that gate to only let the car through and the crew for that car. And then, you know, maybe the gate closes or someone's guarding that gate. People can't migrate and push their way to the starting line of that facility because of just how the logistics are and how they now have it set up. I don't know if you've been there since that happened, Baldy, but it was really a good deal.
That's another thing. Remember, we're learning about moral safety. And safety is the most important thing. I don't want someone to be sitting out there in a car backfire. I mean, I have seen a spark plug come from under the tire. It could kill you. A spark plug is a deadly weapon during a burnout. Even let me say something to you. A car doing a burnout, and they hit that hot rubber. The hot rubber hit you, boy, you know it. So there's a lot of things we're going to have to do, man. And there's a good thing we're going to want to make it safe and make it fun. This is what it is about. It's about competition and it's about fun.
Well, I've seen this years ago. World Street Nationals back in the day was, you know, a race where you had to run mufflers and you had to have a horn and you had to have certain things, windshield wipers, back in the day when this first started. And there was a pro street car. It might have been a heavy street car, but there was a car who had bolted mufflers on his car because the rules required it. Wade, I don't think you were. I don't know if you remember this. You were probably at Bradenton at this time, or maybe not even there. And the muffler came off in the burnout, went under the tire, and you can picture, you know, that little machine they put footballs in or baseballs in with the two wheels that are turning. When that muffler came off that car and went under that back tire, when it came out the back in the middle of the burnout, it was cruising, and I think it hit somebody. So exactly what you're saying, Baldy, you know, it is a safety thing. You don't want to be behind a car when it's in a burnout. I always make sure it was before a car starts a burnout. I am nowhere directly behind it, not even 100 yards behind, because you never know what's going to go under that back tire, because when it comes out, it's going to be moving.
I don't even want to be beside it.
Exactly. And another
thing, too. The tracks in Florida has a lot of room that you can sit and bet. I mean, I started going to World Street National and running pro street, to name get barely could get in eight. And I had a good time because everybody, you know where the bet's going to be at. It can be by the stage lane, in the stands, and all. Bettors going to meet at one spot and bet. So let's try a new solution of how to make a race go real safe, and then we can push it on to other races. Let's work together and make our own sport. And grow racing is probably one of the most growing sports. And you can see it by all these shows they're throwing and all this. But let's get together and work with the thing. And I'm not saying it because of my upcoming race, but I'm saying about all races, let's work together. And that's what I'm looking for. I mean, hey, I got races set up. And last year, you know, I was 0 for 3 last year. 0 for 3. But I had me a good time losing 3 times, and not all of them were none of my money. It was my crew. And y'all know I got a big crew. So if we lost and we still enjoy it, and we lose, I'm not planning on losing 3 races this year, but I'm close to got 3 races. And I'm going out there to do my best, and we're going to do our best to win.
And one of the things I know about Orlando SpeedWorld, though, when I was there, I was, you know, when you're in the stands, you're actually getting the best view. You know, a lot of tracks, I mean, that's what I usually try to get, is in the stands, because there, I mean, the way it's designed, you get the best view. You can video, you can do whatever you need from the stands, and standing behind the car, you get a limited view. So, again, I think, you know, If everybody get in there and get in them stands, you'll see and feel everything you want to feel.
Good deal. I agree. What else we got? We got any more callers there, Brad? Bradman.
I believe Bradman went to sleep on it.
I think he did.
I mean, third man that went on the phone and let that go rise a little bit.
Someone muted him. Someone muted him.
Everybody has been, if you have any other callers, y'all can hit the one button, and y'all can get in here and talk to Mr. Wade before he get out of here, or if you have any questions for Bali, he has to go as well. He can't stay on all the time, but we will still be here. If y'all had any tech questions, Jimmy is available as well. As of right now, we don't have anything, but
let me ask you this. I got a question for you, Brett, man.
Yes.
Is there, I've been asking this question for a while, is there a back-ass car in Florida that's worthy to take on any of the good team champions like Birdman, Hyde, or the Shadow, any of those guys? Does Florida have anything to offer?
Hold up, Jay. Let me get you straight. Let me get you straight now. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, and I got a big mouth. Now, I talked to Matt last week, and I promised Matt. Well, me and Matt right now, me and Hyde are tied up 1-1. Now, if I get by Jim, I'm going straight to Matt, and we already don't talk about it. So don't think we are running from those top three cars.
Bobby, I appreciate what you said. I appreciate what you said, Bobby.
You understand, Jay? No guts, no glory. No stuff.
Let me throw something at you, Jay Barnes.
Okay.
Who is the BOPAF champ right now?
National champ is Hyde.
Hyde.
Matt Jones.
Okay. One of my heroes and main men was out in Texas this weekend, and I'd like to give him a shout out, Mr. Hank
okay.
Hill. Mr. Hank
All
Hill
right.
was out in Texas this weekend, and he was helping a little guy named Tree Man out there.
Yeah,
what I understand, and I didn't see the race, but Hank may have made a little difference in their program as he has mine, and I think he's affected Baldies in the past. I think they whooped that car, didn't they?
Yeah. Now, let me give you some information on that.
Okay.
The free man, hold on, let me give it to you from the back half of it.
Okay.
They said that the back half world said that that Birdman had been beating up on Tree Man. Tree Man has a promo.
Oh, okay.
And so that it made Bird. I'm telling what Birdman's opponent said, that it made Birdman look like he was unbeatable because he was flipping a promo. But now Birdman this weekend he hit the high car. And again, but that's a back half versus a pro bar. And realistically, Birdman has been losing because he couldn't get down the track. Like, T Man has been losing. Two issues.
Birdman is tied and locked in with. What y'all put Jay Vaughn on me?
Now,
all that talk is coming from Jay Vaughn, bro.
No, Jay.
Hello. Let me see.
Hey, look here. The Beast is locked in with Hyde and Jucker. Now, they're definitely locked in. The Beast is locked in with Hyde and Jucker. So, it's going to be a shootout. In Atlanta. So, I don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to come out. But like I said, Jay, No guts, no glory. And I want me some glory. I want some glory.
Who you like? Who you like, Baldy? Who you like? The Beast or Jekyll or Hyde?
I'm gonna probably go with I'm gonna go with Jekyll on one, and I'm gonna go with Beast on one. That's right. I'm gonna shoot in the hair.
So you think you?
What
you
about
think
the battle?
And if I do what he's going to do, I'm going to go with myself. So you said the beast over high and then the Jekyll car over the beast. Right. And me over Jekyll, if it works out like he said he's going to do. Me and I've had already talked. We talked last week, and I'm working as I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm doing a little bit because I got to get that car to the door. So we had a I got to get the wheel to the car.
I'm in the restaurant, but I was just going to let Barney know. Because he's already stated what his record was, it's hard to take him as a serious threat.
I mean, one thing about CJ, you don't have to be serious about everything. If the idea is to, you remember what Satchel Paige ever said? You remember Satchel Paige ever saying, never look like it, you never know who gained it on you.
Yeah. You're right.
So I'm going to put it like this now. They're not looking back. They're looking forward. So what the thing about it, I'm tiptoeing up off front.
I'm going with you on that one, Bob. I believe you can take it. I believe you can take
it. See, one thing about it, when you are in the middle of the fight, you don't have nothing to lose when you are going to try to make a way to the top. See, so you know what? If I lose the Hyde, lose the Jekyll, lose the Shadow, the first thing about it is, he had no business even trying that, because he know he's gonna lose. But now, when you beat them, what they gonna say? They gonna walk around there with their head turned around and looking at the parking and think about all the money, because some fool gonna lay hard. See, some fool gonna lay hard, and that's when you try to beat a monkey when he laying hard. So that's why you don't have, anytime you race, you don't ever know what's going to happen. So that's the thing about it. And like Coach Joe said, a 50-50 teller is not a 50-50. It's not a 50-50 thing. It's a chance. Every race is a chance that somebody going to do, somebody might blow the tires away, somebody might spin the tire. It's always a way of winning the race. So I'm going to be there. I can't be nowhere but there.
You can't be nowhere but there, boss.
I
put you on that, boss.
And I'm not going to be hiding. I'm going to be the easiest thing to find. Because you're going to know it. So I'm going to try to have the biggest crowd. So that's what the thing is all about. All of them, we want y'all to do is come in there, enjoy yourself, enjoy the city of us, enjoy the sunshine. Look out for the alligator gonna be sneaking around there.
Good.
And look out for that look walking around there with the tongue sticking out, running looking for somebody.
Good gracious. Well, Wade, did you have anything else you wanted to input? Because I know you said you had a very vast schedule you needed to get to.
Yeah, man, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody there, man. It's kind of like a big family reunion for me. I mean, me and Baldy go back to when I was a snot-faced kid, and he made B-Town and their fun day Sunday, run day Sundays what it was. He's the epitome of grudge racing in the South, and I'm just my pleasure to have him and his crew on board here. Orlando Speed World, and I'm looking forward to some great side-by-side drag racing, and just looking forward to all grudge racing coming here in the South. Orlando is the powerhouse of the South now. I don't think there's any other track in the state of Florida that can hang with us, and that's my shout-out to all of them. You know, they either, all these tracks need to step up or step out because, you know, we're here to put on a good show. We're entertainers. You know, we're a venue. We're here to let the racers do what they do best and shine. And I think a lot of tracks in the South have forgotten that. And I just hope that they all step up and so we can keep drag racing alive and strong here in the Southeast and in the state of Florida, make it the strong and best as can. You know, people like Baldy and you guys, Martino, and Dreadman here putting this radio show on means the best to me, and I'm glad you had me on board, and I'm a humble man. You know, we do what we do best here at Orlando, you know, for you guys. And we do appreciate all the kind words and the support you've shown us this last year, and we can't wait to the next race. And you guys have a great, great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Wade.
I appreciate it a lot. Me and Wade go way back as well. We classmates. Actually, I used to clean Wade up a little bit back in the day to keep him right in school, keep his grades up. I'm glad to see you in the position you in, Big Wade. You really got my ups. Take care of yourself, man, and thank you for being on the show. You're welcome anytime to come on here, and I'm sure Jimmy would approve of it as well. You're welcome anytime. Thank you for having me.
Man. Thank you, guys. You have a great one.
Orlando Speedway. Take care. And Baldy, Uncle Baldy, thank you for coming in here, man, and doing all that you do. Definitely for the Grudge game. You know, it's really progressing, leaps and bounds. You said a mouthful today about I wonder why you had that name you had, No Guts, No Glory. But you said a mouthful, and I want to thank you for the time you took out of your schedule today as well to come in here and speak your piece. You've definitely supported me all my life, and, you know, I look forward to you to continue doing it as I get back into racing next year as well. So I want to thank you while we're on the morning show for all that you've done for the Horns family itself. Thank you for being on and sharing your
Okay, wait a minute, I forgot to. Everybody know that on Friday night we do the Florida Board Racing Team and the Little, we do a appreciation fish fry Friday night. We give it away until it lasts. And that's why we do it on Friday night, because that way I can get it out my way, then I can go ahead on doing. So everything will be there. We will have all fish fries, corn on the car, soda water, and all that will be there until it lasts. So come get it and enjoy yourself.
Well, go ahead, Jim.
So I was just going to say thank you for coming on, kind of a last minute. I didn't reach out to you last minute. I thank you for coming on. I appreciate everything you do for the game and for this, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, Jimmy. I'll see some of y'all next week in St. Pete. I will be in St. Pete next week to make a couple test passes. So I will see all y'all in St. Pete next week.
All right, good deal. We'll see you there.
I appreciate you putting that out, huh? I appreciate you for putting that out. Take care, buddy.
All right, Jimmy.
Later. There y'all have it, folks. The Lizard Crew will be in St. Petersburg on the 30th. He just put that in there. We do have a caller hand up. I do see you. Jim, if you don't mind, I'm going to grab a couple unless you wanted to add anything you want to say.
Go ahead.
Okay, though. 404-2900. Your mic is live.
What's up, Fred, man? You don't let ball the guy away. I'm trying to call top the ball.
Well, I ain't going to lie. Ball has been in here the whole time, man. Y'all, I've been asking y'all to press one, get your hands in here. You had the owner, the Orlando, the manager, Jay Barnes. We done had them all in here, man. I mean, you know you definitely a grudge racer. You wait till we about to close the track down, and now you're ready to make your run. You know how, good God almighty. Been open all day.
Well, that's how we all do. I was, you know, trying to see name of the show, No Guts, No Glory. I wonder why we ain't locked back in yet.
Oh, well. I was going to say something about them boys out the ATL, but I didn't know if Mike was going to come to the race because I know that, you know, Mike said his last race was the November 30th race down at Crew Chief race. So I didn't know whether to air that out or not. I just laid back. But, I mean, I'm glad you did key in. And that will definitely be a question. I'm sure he'll be on other talk shows later this week.
Who's that on the phone there, Brad? Who is that?
That's nephew.
Now listen, I got a bone to pick with you.
Where you bone at? Come on.
You come walking by me in Orlando. You wave one time and you disappear.
I did talk to you. Well, one time
you went walking by one time. You waved. We said hi and you left.
Wait, listen. You was sure one of your crewmen over by doing the same thing. He need to do the same thing. I didn't want to get in. You know, I ain't want no mess with it.
Hey, I get tough on them guys. I get tough on them. Gotta
you were
keep
throwing
them
out, Jimmy, you were throwing them out. I ain't want to get chewed out. I ain't want to chew me.
I got to stay hard on them. They get soft on me if I don't.
Yeah. I will watch them.
All right. So are you going to have the Stone Cold car over there at Baldy's race?
Trying to. I don't know yet, but I know we're coming to Big Low Race.
All right, well, you know you can holler me anytime you want. The red car's there.
I know.
I'm throwing it out there. All right.
Well, with
love
that
you like a brother.
Thinking.
Love you like a brother.
I know, Timmy. I'm singing up on your head, Jimmy, but you know now. You put you a 484, you know we're going to tangle now.
I got one going in the silver car, don't worry.
Okay.
It's just for the whole group of you guys. I'm working on, I got a 484 deal together just for you all. I went out and made a deal to borrow one just so I can play with y'all when I first come out.
No, okay. That's so cool.
Y'all better
yeah,
still be racing by then, though, because I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm not working too fast on it. Y'all may have retired by the time I finish.
Well, we got another caller.
We
ain't
retired. All right, Brad, man. I'm going on mute. I got to know it.
Okay, dope. Next caller, 773-7115. Welcome to the morning show, The Bread Man and Jay Marino. How are you?
Good Hello. Morning now, Bread Man.
What's going on? Man, where you been hiding at, my brother?
Oh, no, just chilling out there, Bread Man. This is the kid up here in Chicago, man. Just calling in and getting my support.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I really do. Actually, I'm glad you're on. I'm going to be the first to tell you that we are definitely Grudge Inc. All listeners that are on here right now, Grudge Inc. is considering having our annual year-ending banquet up in the Midwest, somewhere, Chicago, Michigan, somewhere up there close to you guys. So I just want you to be the first to know, kid. You heard it from me, the Bread Man, one time.
I heard that, Bread Man. Hey, I want to know, did Cold Killer get my little invitation that I put out there for him? I told him to he need to get him some T-shirts made up with printed on there with the Undisputed Truth on there. That's what he needs to do.
Well, I would deliver his message to one of his crew members that I, you know, get in touch with from time to time whenever he, you know, those guys stay so busy, man, it's hard to get in touch with them cats, man.
Yeah.
They always work on their cars and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I'll pass the message to him, kid, and definitely, you know, next Monday I have you an answer of what he say.
Right, definitely. I appreciated that, Brad, man.
I'm
gonna sit back and go on mute, man. You can go up some more, Mike.
Okie doke. You handle your business, and I appreciate the support, my brother.
All right.
Thank you. Well, Jim, obviously we got another show out of here. If y'all have any more questions, we can go ahead and tune this thing on out. I thought maybe y'all had questions with Big Jim today. I know we didn't touch bases on our little tech tip. You got anything for him, Jim, you want to add coming up into the winter months?
No. I don't really have anything. I just shouted out. That was, you know, that race out in Texas this weekend, I already threw that out there about my man Hank Hill and what he does and what he did while he was out there. He doesn't get in the grudge racing thing too much anymore, as much as he used to, but to see him go out to Texas and be part of a winning team, and I'm sure he had a big impact on their race program as he does everyone else's, so I want to throw a shout-out to him, and that's about all I had.
Okay. Well, what I would like to add is basically – I did give y'all the information on when the bank was going to be February 8th, 2014. Also, the World Grudge National is, we're trying to make plans and reservations to have that in Texas in 2014 as well. The first Grudge Inc. race will be held in 2014 will be in Boones, Indiana. No problem, Dragway. I don't have any other announcements other than y'all need to get down to Showtime Dragway, November 30th. The Bread Man, Coop King, the Jolly Rancher, Jimmy Marino, a lot of us are going to be in the house. Big Low, Crew Chief, Coop King is locked in with the S10 truck. Coop King and the blue Mustang called Hypnotic. Y'all know that drink, Hypnotic. You know what you do to it if you don't put it on ice cubes. So we're just telling you right now, the man is coming in town to gap Crew Chief. I'm just telling y'all what's real. And we are looking for other grudge racers. From the guys down south who are on this line, there's a lot of guys with them 941s that has been checking in. Y'all been listening. I know who you are out there. Y'all checking in. Y'all get with the Bread Man or get with T5, Crew Chief, Big Low. Get with any of them guys to lock in. The Georgia boys are coming down to do their business. A real upset how the Georgia Atlanta Falcons came in town and y'all beat them guys up real good. The Buccaneers did. And them guys from Georgia is real upset, and they finna come home and say they gonna take it out on the strip. So with that being said, we gonna go ahead and leave that where it is. Y'all can get in touch with T5, a crew chief himself. Crew Chief Nim show airs at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, y'all can click in there, T5 and Crew Chiefs, they're going to be going at it. Y'all can listen in and find out all. I don't have all the specs on what they're going to have, but I don't want to put it out there, but they are going to have some action. If I have to get out there myself and drag race somebody on feet, we still going to have some action. Which I doubt that happened. It is my distance, though, to 60 foot. But anyway, Big Jim, you got anything else, man?
Is Jay Barnes still on?
No, you know Jay Barnes. I've been wanting to hang up on Jay. You know what I mean?
I got a project for you, Mr. Breadman. I got two requests.
Go ahead.
To work with Jay Barnes on. One is a calendar. This is a suggestion. A calendar with all the radio shows and the call-in numbers and times and dates of all the radio shows that you got a free minute. See, I don't follow all the shows, and I know a lot of other people don't. And there's no, unless you know the shows and when they're coming on, there's no calendar that says, hey, you can't look at, go on grudgeinc.com or whatever and look and say, hey, there's a show on tonight. Let me listen to that. You don't, unless you follow them consistently, there's no easy way to figure out what shows on what call-in number at what time on what day.
Right.
So that would help a lot of the people who don't get on these shows every day but are still interested. The second thing is, I believe Jones did it a while back, last year, really needs to keep up a legitimate, up-to-date race calendar where any promoter can add their race to the race calendar. And we can look, if we decide today we're going to go out of town this weekend, we can go look on the calendar, decide what race we're going to go to, where it's going to be, and a, you know, a phone number to find out more details. A lot of races, you know, not that I would have gone because I had stuff going on this weekend, but I didn't even know there was a race in Texas this weekend. You know, so it just give everyone, keeps everyone up to date on what's going on in one location, to have one calendar in one location with the information for all the grudge races. So if there's somewhere that this is all posted already that I don't know about, that's great. Let me know. And if not, I think it's a big, big help for everybody. That's all I got.
Well, that's great. Believe you me, they are working on what you're referring to. In our conference meeting we've had last week, I did bring that up because you did make it one of my concerns earlier. I want to convey to you that they are. He's on page 5 right now. He's writing up an SOP. For those of you who are not in the military, an SOP is a standard operating procedure. And what that consists of is a calendar for the radio shows, all the Grudge Inc. shows, to be listed on grudgeinc.com. And also the race calendar, as in far the people with Grudge Inc. that are going to be promoting races, you'll be able to see that also. That way, you know, it will give a whole lot more information to those that, you know, are lacking on following the shows from period, you know, time to time. So these concerns are being addressed as we speak for the upcoming year. With that being said, if y'all have any other concerns in which Jimmy did not touch bases on, you can email jake@grudgeinc.com. And he will listen at all of the emails and try to respond to those accordingly. You know what I mean? Y'all don't have anything else you'd like to ask Jimmy, because we're getting ready to get out of here. You can press the 1 button on your phone. And if you have any questions or anything that perhaps I didn't say that perhaps y'all, you know, I said I was, get on me about, you can hit the 1 button and we can get out of here. But with that being said, I want to add the fact that we have 2 more races left. I would like to meet a lot of you. You guys, I want to say thank you to the people who've been here for us, me and Jimmy on this show. We can't do it without the listeners. I want to say also, there was a race this weekend. I want to give a shout-out to these guys, Coup Performance. I've been following these guys for a while now. And, you know, I want to say a shout-out to Scott. He ran the white boys again in Macon, Georgia, the zoo. And he took the win again with the gap. Now, y'all know the white boys have been, I mean, dominant in racing last year. All I'm saying to me is, what's going on? You know what I mean? We all have ups and downs, and I don't have my little gospel song on my show that I need to play for those guys, but I'm going to just say it's by Donnie Kirkland, "We fall down, but we get up." Y'all understand what I'm saying. But, hey, one time, for Coop Performance and those guys for putting on a great show in making. I think it was Rico's race. Rico, you did a great job, man, hosting that race. I apologize to you for not being able to come. I didn't have any excuses. I just was tired and lazy. I didn't get to make it, but I want to say I did promote it, and I hate I missed it now. But Coop Performance, great, great job. And also the Jolly Rancher. The Jolly Rancher was locked in with those guys from Holly Springs. They called the race off. For those of y'all that was listening last week, the Jolly Rancher turned around and came back home. That's the Big Dave Performance crew. Also, I think that Mandrell, Shut Up and Race, will be having one more Thursday sometime this year before it really get cold. I want to put that out there. And last but not least, oh, man, Mike, stop it, Mike. Mike Hill, don't do that. Come on, man. But, Mike, I also want to say thank you as well for listening and supporting the Bread Man and Jim and Marito show. Mike, you are what we need in grudge racing, and hopefully we continue to, I want to say, you know, I really want to get with you and hope to promote the shootouts, the ORSCA again, getting that particular class of racing back involved as well. With that being said, folks, I'm going to go to the inspirational vitamin. We're going to get out of here. Y'all a trip. Y'all a trip. Here we go. The inspirational vitamin before we get out of here. God, you're always there to pick me up. When I fall on my bended knees, I know that trials keep me strong. So I thank you for giving me another chance at life. May God bless y'all. This is the Bread Man and Jim and Marino show. Y'all have a blessed week. Look forward to speaking with y'all next Monday. Bread Man, over and out. Peace!